Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Dhamini, and you're listening to Gender Question. Here, we will look at an issue that's in the news using the lens of gender. The idea is to take a blind spot and throw some light on it.
What difference does it make if we are the best society or the richest society in the world? Yeah. And have the most outdated and regressive views on gender?
Right.
Can we really call ourselves modern then?
हुआ ये कि 6 तारीख को हमारे कॉलेज का गेट क्रैश हो गया and around I think 100 or maybe more than 100 middle aged men उन्होंने हमारा कॉलेज का गेट क्रैश करा and उन्होंने वो लोग डायरेक्ट गेट क्रैश करके वो लोग हमारे कॉलेज के अंदर घुस गए and जहाँ हमारा फेस्ट हो रहा था उस एरिया में उन्होंने एंटर करा एंड दे स्टार्टेड मिसबिहेविंग विद गर्ल्स.
On February 6th, the last day of a cultural festival taking place at Gargi, a women's college in Delhi University, dozens of men entered and allegedly harassed women inside the campus. According to multiple accounts, women were groped and assaulted, while security officials standing outside the college did nothing to check the influx of the mob. The matter was raised by the National Commission for Women. It was even brought up in the parliament.
श्रीमान जो ये घटना का जिक्र कर रहे हैं जो संज्ञान में आए हैं वो छात्र नहीं थे कहीं बाहर के लोग वहां घुसे थे वो भी ठीक नहीं है इसलिए उस कॉलेज के प्रशासन को पूछा गया कि इसमें ध्यान दें.
That's our Human Resources Development Minister Ramesh Pokhriyal speaking in the Lok Sabha soon after the incident. The matter is currently being investigated by the Delhi police. 17 arrests have already been made, although the men are out on bail. What happened in Gargi College is symptomatic of a larger problem. At the heart of this incident is an irrefutable assumption on the part of the alleged offender. Their desire is more important than any claim a woman may have to her own body and her own space. And according to one report that tracked the attitude of over 6,000 young men and women last year, a large section of Indian youth operate from the same assumption. Sample some of the figures from the report titled Big Small Steps, What the Youth Think of Gender Equality. In all, there were 6,428 respondents. 3,364 out of them were men. 42.6% of the men felt that violence should be tolerated by women if it meant keeping the family together. 28% of the 3,064 women who formed part of this cohort agreed. 44.3% of men felt it was okay for a man to stalk a woman whom he is fond of. 27.8% of the women agreed. Remember that anecdote that our guest Jaya Sharma had shared of what one woman had said during a teacher's training workshop by Nirantar?
We were doing a training with the teachers in Rajasthan and we had shown them a documentary film by Rahul Roy set in a basti in Delhi called When Four Friends Meet. Jab Char Yaar Milte Hain.
Okay. And this is a sexuality rights training.
Or what? Yeah, it was a sexuality training. Hmm. And so there was a scene in that documentary where there's this young lad, you know, he's trying to patao, you know, he's trying to basically make a move on this young woman. And she's not interested and she says no. And tail between his legs, he comes back to his three friends who kind of, you know, mock him and all of that. And
right.
So anyway, the discussion after that, the women teachers were on one side, the men teachers were on the other side.
Hmm.
And so one of the men said, yeah, this happens. And he said, ki aurat ki na mein to haan hoti hai.
Well, 41.4% men and 18.8% women felt that women who take sexual initiative are loose in character. The report was brought out by Akshara Center for Women, a Mumbai-based not-for-profit that works for the empowerment of women and girls. We spoke to Nandita Gandhi, who is the co-founder of Akshara Center, to understand why they did this report and what does it mean for a country such as ours, which has the largest population of the youth in the world. Nandita has been part of the women's movement since the 1980s, and she is a core member of the South Asian Network of Gender Trainers. She joined us over a call from Mumbai.
We have about 400 million youth in the age group 15 to 29 in our country, and that's huge.
Right.
Like, that's really huge. That's huge globally.
Yeah.
So we know that this new group, this new generation is sometimes called Gen X or millennials. Yeah, and for us, this generation is the post-1991 reforms, which ushered in the globalization into India.
Right.
So this group is very, very distinctive, and it is the post-independence generation. So it forms a chunk by itself. And we thought it was worthwhile to go into how these people were thinking about.
About gender right? equality.
So we took up this survey. Right? Now, what usually happens is that we tend to, all institutions and organizations, tend to look at indicators like health or employment or education of youth.
Yeah.
But we barely or rarely go into how progressive their thinking is. So we thought we would fill in that notch, you know, that little gap that is there.
Right.
Because, see, what difference does it make if we are the best society or the richest society in the world
yeah.
and have the most outdated and regressive views on gender?
Right.
Can we really call ourselves modern then?
Right.
Yeah. So that was the reason why we took up this group of people.
Right.
Now, coming to what you asked, you know, how we did the survey.
Yeah.
So we chose 6,000 young men and women, and we spread them out over four metros
okay.
and four cities. Now, the metros are big, and the cities are like Nagpur, Nashik, etc.
Okay.
They're a little smaller, but they're still big.
Okay.
And we only chose urban youth, because then to mix rural and urban, you know, you're losing some of your edge.
Right.
And we did it in four zones of the country, north, south, east, west.
Right.
So we covered a whole, it's a very scientific way of approaching on gathering opinions and attitudes of people
right.
that you cover as many in as big a range as possible.
Right.
And we asked them questions, as you mentioned, 41 of them, but we divided them into domains.
Okay.
So each domain covers one aspect of gender equality.
The report covered attitudes in six domains. 1. Social discrimination. 2. Masculinity. 3. Sexuality. 4. Violence against women. 5. Paid and unpaid work. And 6. Alternative sexuality. In the wake of the Gargi College incident, we asked Nandita, what does the report say about attitudes towards masculinity in particular?
We have to bring masculinity on one side and aggression on the other side.
Okay.
So the concept of masculinity covers a whole load of things. But masculinity, in the very common way of using it in language, means maleness or manliness. Yeah, which is something to do with physical attributes,
right.
like facial hair, like muscles, like the type of body you have, you know, broader shoulders. And of course, femininity is just the opposite of that. So
right.
this is in common parlance. Right? The concept of masculinity covers much more. It covers even the temperamental personality and other attributes like being stoic, like being rational, like being more inclined towards science and machines and math, and having more leadership qualities. And all this is in the opposite form or opposite of what women are. Women are weak, non-aggressive, non-rational, very emotional, not interested in science but art. Right? So masculinity and femininity become two blocks which they're looking at, concept-wise.
But is this something that you see even today among the gender? Is this a kind of, among the youth? Is this attitude still
right? Yeah. So now this is the beauty of the concept. That the concept exists, and what actually people behave or act out can be different. Right? But the concept feeds into your behavior. This is the sort of concept that exists in your mind. You may not be acting it out, but it's there in your, at the back, that a real man is this. And people aspire for it.
Some of the attitudes that the youth were asked to respond to with regard to masculinity included: it does not befit men to show emotional weakness by crying in public. And it is okay for a man to stalk a woman he is fond of. And a woman should not earn more than her husband.
67% men said no, it is not okay for men to cry in public.
That's 67%.
Now, men do cry, they do have emotions, but it's not right for men to do that. Women can do that,
right,
but not men.
Right.
So this is a marker of masculinity which people do. Now, actually, people might be crying, but in their minds, that's not the right thing. I've not done the right thing. I should have done the right thing, is to be stoic.
Understood.
Right? 39% of men said that women deserve to be slapped sometimes for some reason.
I see.
It's okay to be slapped. So these are all markers of masculinity.
Right.
And the one which is comes very close to Vardy College incident is that 55% of men surveyed held the view that if you're wearing indecent clothes, sorry, women might get raped or you might get sexually harassed.
Right.
Now that's terrible, really, to have such a view.
But I'm curious to know one thing, Nandita. You surveyed both men and women. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What attitudes did you find in your women respondents with respect to masculinity that, according to you, were startling?
It was most startling to know that women also said that if you are not wearing decent clothes, if you're wearing revealing clothes, that you will be open or you will be inviting sexual harassment or rape. Even women said that.
Right.
Even women said that men should not cry in public.
As per the report, that's 39.2% of the women respondents on clothes and 79.2% on public display of emotion. To be fair, these attitudes are prevalent across all age groups. And to possess such an attitude does not automatically mean that the youth is a perpetrator of violence, or that the youth would readily accept violence being done to them. However, it is an indication that as long as such attitudes find social acceptance, incidents like the Gargi College violence will continue to happen. It stems from the idea that there is an intrinsic difference between men and women, and that difference translates to a difference in power. We also asked Nandita if there were any progressive attitudes. And there were.
I have to say one thing, that this youth, though they gave a few answers which were terribly, terribly traditional and terribly retrogressive, there were others which were very progressive. And I think we should also acknowledge that there are certain areas in which youth have progressed. Yeah, and that's also important. That's why we called our survey big, small steps.
Right.
Yeah.
What were these areas?
Okay. So the areas in which they show signs of progress and more equality is that 85% of them said that they were aware of women's constitutional rights to equality. Okay. So it is not that the whole concept of equality is alien to them. Yeah. That they know it is there legally, it is there in your constitution.
Right.
They were also very aware of inheritance law. They knew that women are now, by law, can get inheritance, that is the father's property.
Right.
Yeah, they knew that dowry was wrong because the taking and giving of dowry is also an offense.
Right.
And they knew that it is mandatory for all institutions, workplace as well as colleges, to have sexual harassment committees. So
right.
They knew somewhere that if there is a committee and you can go to it, well, you're going to be hauled up.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they knew all these things. It wasn't that it was, you know, they were unaware.
Hmm.
So they were very progressive, extremely progressive, on women's rights to earn a livelihood.
Half the male respondents and over 77% of the female respondents disagreed with the attitude that women who focus on their careers are selfish. And therein lies the possibility of change. If you want to take a look at the report, visit aksharacenter.org. If you have any questions, do reach out to me at @Dhamini on Twitter. You can also leave your feedback at HT Smartcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com. Bye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.